So install solar attic fans for temperature and humidity control, reducing your attic temp from 150 to 110 degrees, protecting your home. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Hurry, call Koala Insulation at 864-867-1779 today.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
At Estes Heating and Air, family means everything. As a family-owned and operated business for over 25 years, we know the value of trust, care, and keeping your home comfortable year-round. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, we treat every customer like one of our own. Because when you call Estes, you're not just another service stop, you're part of our family. Schedule your next service today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, family-owned, community-trusted.
If you have had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out OrthoLaser Spartanburg. OrthoLaser Spartanburg uses advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing so you can get back to normal life faster. OrthoLaser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, we're here to help you heal better. Take control of your recovery. Schedule your OrthoLaser session today at recoverwithlight.com.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
Walt Temptula Road Rage. So, Ramon, I was just sent a nighttime evening out photo of Audi Crux on a balcony.
Yeah.
On a balcony. Better check the structure of that balcony.
What?
On a, on a balcony.
She just because she's bigger than you. Yeah,
on a balcony in a short skirt. Out for the night with, you know, all made up with her hair done. Ramona, I'm telling you, she's not fat. She's just, you know, I said she's thick. She's the thickest person I've ever seen, period. I mean, she's not fat. That's why she doesn't lose weight when she plays basketball, because she's not fat. She's actually just, she's like a brick wall. I mean, she's enormous. I mean, she's just, but she's not fat. Look at her arms. I mean, in this photo, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But that's why you can't let her run over everybody else. You actually have to have basketball rules in play. So, yes. Let me tell you about Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team Upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. heating too, from furnaces to thermostats. Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostic with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance. Free! For new customers, take advantage of that $189 value. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. I promise you will thank me later. I'm telling you right now, Ramona, like we got a big segment of our listeners, just listeners, who if they see this Audie Crooks photo, they're going to be trying to contact her direct message. I'm telling you right now, she's not fat. She's just an enormous human being. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. She's just the thickest person I've ever seen. But that's why she doesn't lose weight playing basketball. There's not weight to lose. She's just, trust me, she's just that thick. She's like if you combined, I have to think about that. Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
Yeah, I've seen that on your thing about that player from Iowa. That Kansas girl, when they threw the ball, lobbed it into her, and she just caught it and just standing there, and that Kansas girl hit her. She bounced off her and went about 10 feet back out.
Right, she did. Imagine the bruises on that girl's body.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big one. You're talking about the bowl game, you know, people, I mean, probably now about 30% of them want to be with their teams, but other 70%. I sent you something up. I saw this on here. University of Texas, San Antonio.
Yeah.
Now, he just told it like it was. I saw it on YouTube. Now, he had a player nobody gave a scholarship to.
Yeah.
He walked on there. The guy, after about a year, you know, got him. And this year he started, you know, turned him into
defensive tackle.
Yeah, and he said the coach said he got a phone call. Said, "Well, I won't be playing."
Yeah,
and I heard this comment about them. He said they promised them, you know, if you don't play, we promise you these great big prizes.
Yeah.
You know? Well.
Yeah, PJ Fleck.
And he just summed it up. It got horrible.
Yeah, PJ Fleck of Minnesota was PJ Fleck of Minnesota was saying something similar the other day.
Although, you know, people said they don't want to watch nothing. I watched Division III.
Yeah.
I was even getting him up.
Right, it's football.
That was a good one. They was 30 below zero.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, give me 30 below zero in football, yes.
And but people don't want to watch nothing. Just let them watch my favorite Martian and let him predict the Alabama victory. He's predicting the Alabama victory this week over Indiana. You know, you look at old Goebbels and old Fonny was on. You take his glasses off and dye his hair blonde, he looked like my favorite Martian.
My favorite Martian. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Does look like my favorite Martian, but he says Alabama going to row. I mean, I don't know where he gets this propaganda machine going, but
Alabama's going to lose like 27-10. So that's how they're rolling. They roll right out of the playoff.
It didn't happen this Saturday over at Kyle Field, the pop damn music. It didn't help them none. That's another one. The grinders, and we'll just take it out there.
Looper's hitting the whole world of college football, Ron. That was a little SEC shot at the end. Kyle Field didn't help him none. The grinder. My favorite Martian. I'm pretty sure that's the first mention of my favorite Martian in show history. You people are going to have to go.
I think so.
Yeah, you have to go search that one. My favorite Martian. I didn't know at first where he was connecting that. I didn't know where that was going, Ramona. But he has turned Paul Feinbaum into my favorite Martian.
Said he looked like.
Yeah, it looked like him. I think as I've said many times before, I think it's more like Pinky and the Brain, which he looks like the Brain. I'm not saying he has the brain, but he looks like the Brain.
He does.
Yeah, he looks like the Brain. Paul Feinbaum, right? The Brain. Underdog, football season's in full swing. Right, right. And bowl games. We can play bowl games because we have bowl games. You could have played this game earlier today. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in all the action. Plus, with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos. Now, listen now. All throughout the holidays, we've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, even some surprises sprinkled in. I can't wait to see what that is. Now's the best time to get in on the game. You can make picks right now and win money in South Carolina. We love Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. This is Underdog. I basically play every night. When we get to bowl season, I'm playing everything I can play. And I will be doing it again. I'll give you picks again. Download the app today. Use promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_dfs_.html for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. Underdog makes it all better. It makes the games a little spicier. That's what it does. It's awesome. Absolutely love Underdog. And you have a chance to really win big, too. So it's Underdog is awesome. All right. We have lots to get to, Ramona. We'll get back to this list of games. I want to get back. We haven't yet covered the other bowl games in the weekend, and I want to spend a great deal of time doing that, particularly regarding Miami and Texas A&M, which I think is one of the better college football games I've ever seen. And I think Miami really showed out. In fact, we'll talk about that. A couple of NFL notes. The Detroit Lions lose in the most heartbreaking way. They have a touchdown called back. They have another would-be freak touchdown called back after a fumble leads to Jared Goff scooping it up and running into the end zone. And the official has to start his comments in Detroit by saying, it's a touchdown, but it's a touchdown that's not going to count because we have 17 officials on the field who have all called offensive pass interference against, I would say, Brown. And it was. That's the reality. It was offensive pass interference. There's no way around it. It just was. Plain and simple. Can't do what he did. It's a flag. And so the Steelers benefit from it, and the Steelers get a win. And the Lions are not going to the playoffs. The Lions are going to play the Kansas City Chiefs in the What Could Have Been Bowl. We'll also watch that one, by the way. Just a disastrous ending for both of those teams. The Chiefs won, we predicted. The Lions won, not so much. I thought the Lions had the talent and would overcome some of Dan Campbell's strange decisions this year, because I think Campbell hurt himself with a lot of the fourth down stuff this season. The Lions also, again, suffered a remarkable number of injuries. I don't know if it says something about the way they practice or not, but really disappointing ending year for the Lions. And the last I knew, they were virtually out. I think their chances are like 6% to make the playoffs. That may have gone worse. So they are toast, which is just hard to believe that the Detroit Lions are not going to be in the playoffs. But guess what? You can't lose to that Pittsburgh team at home. I mean, you just can't. I mean, that team's not good, but you just can't lose to them. You simply can't. And then the Jaguars beat the Broncos. How about that? The Jaguars go to Denver. Yay! And beat the Broncos. And quite honestly, they were the better team. Trevor played well. The receivers played well. The defense played well. They pretty much all played well. But the remarkable thing was the ease with which Jacksonville moved the ball against the Denver defense that's been elite all year. And they were really effective in the red zone. Incredibly effective. So the Jags now look, you can forget Denver. We've moved on from that. The Jags now look like a potential contender to come out of the AFC. You know, the Jaguars would actually be a little more competition for a team like the Rams than I think Denver would. I think you have a more talented quarterback, and that would help. But I think you have, I think they just have more pieces. So I think there's a lot to like there. Again, I'm not predicting them to come out of the AFC. I have no idea who's coming out of the AFC. I still think that the AFC team is not winning the Super Bowl. But I like what Liam is doing there. I think he's turned Trevor Lawrence around. He altered his stance. I think that has helped. And the Jaguars are playing their best football. Look, they had not been good against quality teams this year, but they were good against a quality team on Sunday, honestly, that game was 17-all. I forget where it was, midway through the third quarter. It was like 17-all. And from that point on, the Jaguars basically just had their way with Denver. And that's a Denver team that hadn't lost at home. So kudos to the Jaguars for that effort. So there was some interesting stuff happening in the NFL this weekend, not the least of which was the Bears' victory over the Packers. And a game that appeared to be over. The Packers appeared to have beaten the Bears, but the Bears did what they say you can't do. They say you can't recover an onside kick, that it's impossible to recover an onside kick. Well, the Bears recovered an onside kick, and then they went on to win the game. And really great win for the Bears. Bad loss for the Packers. We had a lot of conversation about this game on Friday. A lot of listeners chiming in on Bears-Packers. We had a lot of Bears-Packers back and forth. But at the end of the day, it's the Bears. It's the Bears. How about that? It really has been an incredible season. Maybe Johnson meant more to Detroit than Dan Campbell wanted to admit. Perhaps. Regardless, the Bears continue to move forward, and I think they're getting better. And quite honestly, they're becoming a more confident team. So there's a lot to like about the things they're doing. Earlier this year, I thought their defense just wasn't good enough. But look, we don't know how it plays out. And I still think that the whole Super Bowl goes to the Rams, but we'll see. Let me tell you about Burn Digital, your full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market. We have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family. The same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. That's us. They're a part of us. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy humanly possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com. Click on the advertising tab to contact us. It is Burn Digital. You will thank me later. All right. When we get back, we're going to start talking about some of the other college football games that were played this week, and we still haven't gone through the 20 bowl picks. We'll have some time to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow is our last day here this week. That's correct, isn't it, Rona?
That is correct, Walt.
So tomorrow's our last day this week. And again, if we forget, we wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stay safe and enjoy your family and your loved ones and eat like a friggin' pig because that's what we do at holiday time. It's America. We do as Americans. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-week head start, so you're not rolling into January feeling behind. I joined PhD Weight Loss when I was at the busiest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they can do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
This winter, save big with Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Upgrade to an energy-efficient Armstrong air system and get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits before January 1st. Plus, choose 60 months no-interest financing or up to $2,000 in rebates on select heat pumps that may also qualify for utility rebates. That's real money back and long-term savings on your energy bills. Schedule your free estimate today at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the Upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
It's the holiday season, but it's also the bowl season.
To the 10, to the 5, touchdown!
We'll break down every bowl game throughout the month of December, right here on The Roar.
It all hang out. She's a bread house. I like lady stack. That's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a bread.
I'm blaming that on you and the texter. Yeah, you and
not
the texter. I'm blaming you and the texter.
Oh, no, don't act like you know.
I am blaming you and the texter for that. Because I was not even aware of that song. I know it now that I heard
but
it.
But you said,
No. I'm blaming you and the texter. I'm blaming you and the texter for that. But Ramona, remember I said that now that she's in her street clothes at night out on the balcony that a lot of our listeners are going to be trying to hit her up in direct
That's
message.
Right. You made compliments.
Shane writes, I'm already on it, Walt. I'm already on it, Walt. Wish me luck, brother. It's Shane from Greenville.
See, you were playing her a compliment in her street
That's
clothes.
That's right. I was.
She just means business on the court now.
Yes.
She's not. She doesn't have time for
no,
makeup.
No, on the court,
and
she's like that
court.
Chick from McDonald's.
Yeah, she doesn't have time for to beauty up on the court. She's got business going on.
No, it's exactly right.
That's right.
Yeah. Basketball, David. David, how are you, David? good to have you.
That's so messed up, Walt. That's so messed up.
I can't believe you never heard that song. That's what's messed up.
Well, you know what the funniest, one of the funniest things to me about
who's the
texter?
Who's the texter responsible for that? Where is he? Go on. Sorry, David.
Well, the funniest thing about that, one of the funniest things in those clips were, is if you watch where the other four Kansas defenders are.
They want nothing to do with them.
They have four shooters like that on the floor. They're not even going to give their teammate any help.
Right. They're like, you're on your own. You're on your own, honey. We're not helping you.
I mean, they're glued to the three-point line on those shooters.
Because they're thinking about...
We're not going down there getting into that.
Because they're thinking of the way the bruises are going to look on their bodies. Because, like, the Chick Gardner must be completely black and blue today.
Must be. Well, I heard that I wanted to get in with the follow the lead of the callers and let you know who that my favorite Martian is actually Looper himself. So just wanted to let you know that everyone was letting you know their favorite Martian.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mine's actually Looper. So, but no, Walt, I wanted to ask you this, and I was actually talking to getting a little of the basketball, and I haven't been able to listen to you today, so I don't know what your stance on the Clemson-Cincinnati game is, but you and I have talked about this a few times, and I wanted to ask you this question because I think it's starting to become, I don't want to say it's a problem.
Hold on a second,
yet,
David. Look at Jonathan Taylor Ramona. Look. Oh, let's go on. Did you see that, Ramona? Did you see Jonathan Taylor?
No.
Well, you wouldn't know it was him anyway because he was completely covered up in some fur coat that wrapped his whole head and neck and everything. It must be cold. Cold. Sorry,
probably
David.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to call it necessarily a problem yet, but I think it's starting to sort of rear its head a little bit. Is, Walt, if I asked you this question, who late in the game, because, and I'm going to use your saying that you've always said, and I think it rings true, basketball coaches like to go into a game knowing where their offense is coming from.
Yeah.
And I want to know, late in the game, does Brad Brownell know from game to game where his offense is coming from? And I pose that question to say, is it starting to sort of rear its head of becoming an issue of not having a go-to guy to settle things when these teams make these runs?
Well, I mean, I think that's part of it, David. I mean, you also know that this is sort of the nature of basketball, and but it can't be happening to you with regularity. Now, look, the good news is they found a way to win at the end. But I think the hidden injury, David, here that was a factor was the Buddy Johnson injury. Because not only did they lose a really good defender, they lost another guard. And so the end result of that was that Dylan Hunter suddenly played 34 minutes and Justin Porter played 31 and Ace Buckner played 27. And none of those cats have played anywhere near that number of minutes this year. So, you know, and I thought their defense suffered in the second half. I thought a lot was asked of Dylan. And quite honestly, his defensive effort in the second half was not what we normally see from Dylan Hunter. And I thought they got a lot of open shots, running guys off staggered screens, and Dylan was trailing some of that stuff where he's not normally trailing. But I think he was just gassed. I mean, I think he was completely tired. And yet, you got to give him credit because somehow, gassed or not, he stepped to the free throw line at the end of it and made four big free throws, yep, every one of which was 100% vital, and he hit them all. So, you know, I give him credit for that. And they again, David, they found a way to win. And they did have six guys in double figures, you know. But, yeah, this is an issue. Honestly, David, I'm starting to wonder. I know it wasn't planned this way. I'm starting to wonder if that guy's going to be Ace Buckner. Because
could be. You know, I had a thought Saturday, yep.
Yeah, because he's explosive and he can get to the rim and he can get to the foul line. He can finish through contact. And he's the guy I think who most fits that profile right now. I also think, David, and maybe I'll be proven wrong, but I think once you get to league play and the play becomes a little more half court oriented, everybody knows everybody. I think Nick Davidson's role is going to increase. I think we're already seeing signs of it.
Yep, I agree there. And you hit on the name that I was kind of hoping you'd say to lead me into. Because, obviously, well, you know this as being a basketball guy. When another team makes a run, and let's say the rim's gotten small for your team, what is the number one thing that the coach is normally going to look to do? To settle a team, to sort of get a bucket and stop the bleeding. Normally the coach is going to want to get a shot from where?
Yeah. Yeah, you want something.
He's going to want to go to the rim
going to the
or
rim.
Get to the free throw
line.
Yeah,
you want to get to the rim and get to the fouling.
Yeah, and to your point, the person that can do that is Ace Buckley.
Yeah, he is. He's yeah. You know, and you know what else, David? You know what else? I think he wants to do it too. You know, it's sort of hard to imagine because, you know, he's a guy who got a little lost in the rotation when the competition got better, but it wasn't for his lack of confidence. I mean, this kid sort of oozes confidence. I mean, so he gets thrown into the mix in competitive games and he's acting like he's the star player. You know,
I agree. And we've heard Coach say several times that, you know, Bud is the kind of guy that you kind of got to nudge along. And
nudge along,
man, like, this is your moment. And I don't know, maybe eventually you'll nudge him to get there, or maybe he just won't ever get there. And I think Justin Porter is, I don't know that he's that type of guy, because I think all his shots have to be manufactured. And maybe I'm wrong in that, but I think a lot of his points, you got to run him off screens, you got to run him off actions. Anything like that. I don't know that he can necessarily go get a bucket. I was wondering, I was curious of that watching, you know, obviously this is kind of the second game in a row where you've seen a team, and I'm not necessarily saying the lead part because I agree 100% with you. That's basketball. When you have a three-point line, when you have teams that are playing analytics and 3 points or more than two, and you're going to have teams blow leads. That's look at the NBA, look at college. That happens every night, everywhere.
You know where I felt they really sort of lost that, David? I thought it was in the last 2 minutes of the first half. It was a 27-point lead. It went to 20 in the last 2 minutes when Cincinnati outscored them 7-0. And then they came out at the start of the second half. They're feeling better about themselves. And in the first 5 minutes of the second half, they outscored Clemson by 11. That's an 18-point margin in 7 minutes, and that basically wiped out the whole lead. From that point on, you played basically 11 minutes of basketball where the score was Clemson up 9, and then in a minute period, it went from like 9-3, and all of a sudden you had a situation where you risked coughing it up. But again, I think, you know, I thought a couple things happened at the end. I thought Davidson made a couple good post-entry passes to Gottfried, who finished with his strength. And then I think Dylan Hunter, knowing that they're going to foul. The guy was a 60% free throw shooter last year, now just doesn't miss. And that says a lot to him.
And Walt, I'll also add this, is they're playing in an arena that has extremely difficult sight lines.
Yeah.
Those goals are basically sitting in the middle of the arena, and I mean, the fans aren't even close to them.
Yeah, it's true. It's true for both sides, and it doesn't affect turnovers.
It
doesn't affect turnovers.
And
what really is amazing, David, to see in basketball is when momentum changes and suddenly all the things you were doing right and your energized defensive effort. Let's be honest. All right, players play their best defense when the ball is going through the net for them. They just do. They're more energized. They're more connected. And in the first half, Clemson was doing all of it right. You know, there were no live ball. There were no turnovers. Cincinnati was turning the ball over. Clemson was playing great defense. Clemson's defense was energized. They were getting through screens. They were challenging shooters. They were blocking out. And they were creating great offense with good ball movement, good player movement. And they were shooting the ball remarkably well, which I think helped spur all of that. Second half was a complete reversal. All the things that Clemson did well, they suddenly weren't doing any of them well, and Cincinnati started doing all those things well, and a 20-point lead can vanish in 5 minutes, and basically it did.
Yep. All right, Walt. So we're basically here to league play. As of the snapshot of this moment, give me your, let's say your predicted, I don't know, top 5 ACC, and I'll take that out there. I appreciate you, as always, Walt.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too, David. I just heard that. I was hanging up. Sorry. I don't know, David. Let me think about it overnight. I mean, I I'm leaning towards Duke 1. Duke 1, North Carolina 2, Louisville 3, Clemson 4. But I want to think about it overnight. Louisville has not yet been as impressive as I thought they'd be. But, you know, again, they have a lot of new parts, and it's a long season for them as well. And, you know, we'll see how it all comes together for them. I mean, look, they could still certainly be a factor nationally at the end. I think North Carolina has surprised a little bit. I think their size has been impressive. You know, again, that's something that Hubert didn't necessarily want when he inherited the job, but he has it now, and he's utilizing it. So I think there are a lot of good signs there. I still believe in this Clemson team. Look, the Foster thing is a problem, but, you know, that's just the way it's going to be. So you got to get Buddy Johnson back, get him healthy, because, you know, your guard depth really gets shallow without him. That picture looks a lot better when he's in the mix. But I think as you move to league play, and again, maybe I'll be proven wrong about this. Look, I think Welling has been really good. I think RJ Godfrey's been good. And I think Porter's been good. I think Dylan Hunter has really had to take on a lot on his plate for this team this year. And that's not going to lessen. That's going to get bigger, if anything. But I think Buckner is the guy who, in my mind right now, projects as that guy who can create his own, create for others at the end of a shot clock. And I think he wants it, too, which is a big part of it. I mean, you have to believe. Buckner believes. He believes. I mean, maybe he's a true believer. Maybe he believes too much. I don't know. You know, but he's a guy who, look, Hunt the shot has a negative connotation, but this guy wants to shoot the basketball. He wants to drive. He believes in himself, and he plays his A off. I mean, he plays hard. And some of these other guys are more subservient in their approach, like a Buddy Johnson. He sort of lets the game come to him. Well, at the end of the game, you can't have a guy who lets the game come to him. I mean, not as the guy who's going to create for himself or create for others. And I think Buckner has that personality. Plus, I think he has the explosiveness to get there. He can get to the rim, get to the free throw line, get fouled. He can finish through contact. His strength is maybe the surprising thing. And then, finally, I think that, again, when we get to league play, and I think play slows down a little bit and it becomes a little more of a half-court game, I already think you're starting to see Nick Davidson's game pick up. I think that's clear. I think we're starting to see his three-point shooting pick up. I think we're starting to see some of the Pete Newell big man camp stuff. And I think as we move into league play, I think he becomes a bigger factor. In fact, you know, again, depending on Ace Buckner's role moving forward, I would not be surprised to see Nick Davidson become the leading baseline scorer as you move into league play. I'm not talking about from the start. I'm talking about from the start of league play. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage, quick break. We have so much more to do. Ramona, you said you're staying until 10 tonight, right? Oh, I thought you did. All right, back. We'll be back.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our three locations in the Upstate and let our elves, friendly staff, help you find that perfect gift. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Hey y'all, it's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Your home for football all season long.
I miss big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. I can't believe they're actually going to make a movie about Neil Diamond and ruin his legacy with some crap ass actress. Who just I've seen like the little, what do you call them, previews or whatever. They just look atrocious. No thanks.
They need to. I don't know. They get on the kick. You know how it goes.
Do you know what I heard the other day? I heard that the movie business, Hollywood, you know, thinks that they're, you know, the uppity elitist class, the no better than you class.
Right.
That the movie business, that the ratings for movies this year were the worst since like 1970 something.
I believe it.
Like, people are just completely tuned out on what all these numbskulls are doing. And I'm not surprised.
I believe it, because we'll rent movies, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, if you rent four, let's say you rent four movies, yeah. Okay? One of them will be, oh, well, that was okay. And the rest of them, you know, you turn off.
Yeah, I also think that people, you know, are just saying? Sick of Hollywood in general. I think that people just are not interested in anything they're doing anymore. I think they've managed to successfully alienate most of the population. So I think that's where we are. And I think it's having an impact at the box office. Yes. And again, part of it's probably the convenience. As you said, you don't, you know. So I don't know. All right. On Miami, Texas A&M, we have to cover all these bowl games still tomorrow. All the bowl games that were already played. Because I want to talk about all these games in length, but I don't want to get out of here today without spending a little bit of time on this. And I want to spend some more time on this, actually, because this is one of the best football games I've seen in the last 20 years. I know we all want 38-35 and fireworks. That's not what you had. What you had is two defensive teams in a windstorm, in a tornado. I mean, where the winds were 40 miles an hour. Who knows what they were gusting to? I mean, one of those field goals that Miami missed was right down the middle, and then the ball took a right-hand turn and went 15 yards to the right. That's the degree of wind. So it was difficult, especially if you don't have an elite arm, and Carson Beck doesn't have an elite arm. So you cannot throw the ball vertically. I mean, Beck was having trouble with intermediate throws with his arm strength or lack thereof. So the conditions were really bad for Carson Beck. Not quite as bad for Marcel Reed, who could cut through it a little bit, but still with some limitations. Reed probably threw the best ball of the game. It was a 60-yard strike that he threw, but I don't know how it got through. It was sort of a line drive. That's how you cut through the win. And he did that, but had a difficult day overall against Miami's defense without the benefit of a run game. They could not run the football other than Marcel Reed. I would guess that Marcel Reed had like 30-something yards, 50 yards rushing in the first quarter, whatever, but it all went away. And then he started taking sack after sack. You know, the Texas A&M offensive line, Ramona, remember this, they did some talking, and we warned them not to tug on Superman's cape, not to talk about Reuben Bain, that you don't know what the Reuben Bain experience is like. They talked. They talked about how they weren't worried about Reuben Bain or Messidor and the two defensive ends. How about now, Texas A&M? Are you worried about them now? Because what did they have? What did Miami have? Like seven sacks and how many tackles for loss? They were all over Reed. They stoned that running game, and then they were all over Reed's case the last three quarters of the football game when Miami really asserted complete control over the game. Now, Miami was their own worst enemy. I don't know what Doss was doing. Because I wrote all game from the first moments of the game, not when the rest of the world figured. From the first moments of the game, I wrote, hand it to Mark Fletcher. They can't stop Mark Fletcher. That you have a physical size advantage. Your offensive line versus their defensive front. Hand the ball to your big back. Let him run behind your big offensive line. It was clear to me 2 minutes into the game, 2 minutes into the game. All I had to do was watch Fletcher carry it once and watch that offensive line go against A&M's defensive front. Miami was trying to get to the sidelines, trying to run east-west, and a lot of trick play stuff throughout the game. Nonsense. You know, you're not running east-west on A&M. That's what they do best. They run east-west. What they don't handle and what they can't handle is you going straight at them with Fletcher. And so I begged. I wrote this, Ramona. I kept writing it. I must have wrote it. I said, well, Mark Fletcher, case number 217. And I wrote that like in the second quarter because I was mentioning that often that just stop the tricks. Stop with the Beck stuff. Just run the football. Just hand the ball to Fletcher. They can't stop you. And again, it was obvious to me in the first 2 minutes. Eventually, they gave it to him 17 times. He rushed for 172 yards. He averaged 10 yards a carry. They had no answer. They could not stop him. That was the one thing offensively that was going to work in the wind. And Fletcher is a powerful dude, and he's great in pass pro too. He kept Carson Beck's A standing during that game. And then, you know, when your star young wide receiver Tony makes a fatal mistake and a fumble, it was Mark Fletcher who was over there on the sideline comforting him, and Tony would come back to score the touchdown that actually won the game off of all the Fletcher stuff. This was a throwback football game in throwback weather, is what we had, and it was an absolute joy to watch. I mean, we were. Honestly, Ramona, we went to halftime at 0-0. There was no score. I mean, how many games today?
There was no score at halftime?
Zero. It was 0-0. Miami finally took a 3-0 lead after three quarters. And it was just all defense. And I thought both defenses were really tremendous. I thought Miami was especially good. Honestly, it looked like they had 15 guys on the field. That's how dominant they were defensively. And again, they're playing in an incredibly hostile environment with, you know, 110,000 people packed to the rafters and making an insane amount of noise, a really difficult situation for Miami. But the Miami defense never let them get a foothold on the game at all. The Miami defense basically took the crowd out of that game right from the get-go. And so even though Carson Beck struggled in the conditions and wasn't any good, Miami found a way to win, overcoming Carson Beck. I mean, Beck averaged 4.9 yards an attempt. Again, the A&M defense was elite too. It wasn't just wind. Wind plays a factor. Look, if you don't understand wind, wind impacts football more than any other weather condition, more than snow, more than rain, more than anything. Wind impacts football. You go out, it's a Big 12 territory, and those coaches religiously play the wind. They make all their decisions based on wind. Wind is an enormous factor. I did not expect the degree of wind we had in that game. And it did change the game, but it changed the game for both teams. And it made it more difficult to be able to throw the football. That's true. Without question, it's true. But what also made it difficult were these two defenses and the amount of pressure these two defenses can generate. And Miami got after Reed's butt all day long. You know, I thought they had to adjust to Reed because I don't think they had seen a quarterback with Reed's quickness initially. And so I think they had to adjust to that a little bit because I don't think you can just tell that off of film. But I think once they did, I think then A&M just had no chance of executing offensively against Miami. Look, we said going in that Miami was the sixth team that could win the national championship, that they were one of the teams that could, and I think they proved that. And I also think that they're one of the teams that can give Ohio State a game. I don't know if they win or not. I haven't reached that point yet, but I do think Miami can play with Ohio State. I do. First of all, Miami can play with anybody. And the reason they can play with anybody is because Mario Cristobal built that team in his image. And his image was to restore the U's credibility at the line of scrimmage. And people got way caught up in the ridiculous stuff about, you know, the Georgia Tech decision and that kind of stuff. And that happens all the time. Coaches do that all the time. They make mistakes. But you're missing the big picture. The big picture was what Cristobal was building at the line of scrimmage. And that's who he is and what he is. That's why his teams have won two Joe Moore awards. And And they could win a third. They probably won't, but I think that when you look at the line of scrimmage that Cristobal has built at Miami, it's arguably the best in this field. It's certainly in the mix for that conversation when you consider offensive and defensive fronts. It is clearly one of the top three units in the country when you combine them. Therefore, they have a chance against Ohio State because they can do something that only Indiana has been able to do so far against Ohio State, which is compete at the line of scrimmage. The Miami Hurricanes can line up with Ohio State and play man-to-man and play football, and they may actually have an advantage. I mean, if you ask me which offensive line and which defensive line I'd favor, I think I'd give Miami an edge in both areas. I think it's close, but I think I'd give Miami an edge in both areas. And so that alone means they're going to be in this game. And I think they are going to be in this game. You know, they're going to have to score. But listen, there's a Carson Beck and Mr. Hyde, all right? A Dr. Beck and Mr. Hyde. The Mr. Hyde version of Carson Beck occurs when he's under heavy pressure. That's most notably, and or we learned in bad weather. Okay, that's when you see the Hyde version of Beck. And he had to face those things. But when Carson Beck can throw from a clean pocket with the benefit of a run game in that offensive line, he throws the ball as accurately and as well as anybody in the playoff field. I don't mean he has the best arm. He doesn't have anywhere near the best arm. But in terms of his execution, when he can throw from a clean pocket, he's very, very efficient. Will he be able to throw from a clean pocket against Ohio State? I don't know. But I actually think he may have more luck throwing against them than he did in the conditions against the A&M defense, which was able to exert so much pressure. So, listen, I thought going in Miami was going to beat Texas A&M. They did. That's the first step accomplished. Now we go back to this Dan Lanning theory, okay? Dan Lanning, and I think he was protecting himself a little bit, but Dan Lanning basically claimed that the reason they lost last year is they got a bye. And he thought the bye hurt his team. Well, Ohio State, who played last year and didn't get a bye and went on to win the national championship, they're the one with a bye now. Georgia has a bye now. Texas Tech has a bye now, etc. And so, you know, I think that's what's going to be interesting to watch because Miami now feels better about themselves than they have at any point in many, many, many years. The Miami Hurricanes now believe, and belief can be a dangerous thing, and it's going to be a dangerous thing for Ohio State. Miami's coming to play. Ohio State better strap it up because Miami's going to give them a game. We'll talk a lot more about this and more tomorrow, but for now, we're done.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Of the National Football League. For ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Aaron Goldhammer.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Nick DeLuca. DK Metcalf getting suspended. The NFL handing down a two-game ban without pay following a physical altercation with a fan during yesterday's game against the Lions. Two missed game checks for Metcalf will total north of $550,000. He's set to appeal.